the special common council meeting of December the 23rd to order. Madam Deputy Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayer?
Here.
Alderman Boneham?
Here.
Alderman Taylor? Absent. Alderman Schmidt?
Present.
Alderwoman Mayer? Absent.
We have a quorum.
Is it please? Absent or excused?
Let's just keep going. Let's please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Go to item B, citizen comment. A citizen wishing to speak on any subject.
Kurt Bolton, 8035 West Imperial Drive, Franklin, Wisconsin. I am here about the Malk matter, although I'm not a member of the negotiating committee, so anything I say can't be used against me. The other thing I want to talk about was the College Avenue sidewalk. And as a former member of the Trails Committee, I think this makes sense. I think the city should have some idea of where they do and do not have sidewalks, or the widened shoulders like they have on Drexel Avenue, and they should have priorities on those so that staff is well aware that when projects come up and there is the possibility that putting this together with another project in the same area would reduce some costs, that it should be considered. So I do hope the council does approve that. Thank you very much.
Any other citizen wishing to speak? Any other citizen? Seeing none, I will close the citizen comment period. Move on to item C1, Mr. City Attorney. Or any other item?
Well, just as a preliminary, the need for a special meeting was driven time-wise because of the recent reports by administration and finance with regard to the expenditure of impact fees and month-to-month deadlines, if you will, in that regard. And what I had heard was that there were no alternatives other than to absolutely complete the MMSD DNR lands transactions before year end. And I believe it started Monday night while I was working on documents for that particular transaction. Had a conversation with the mayor and the common council president, and that was following one more time again, asking staff earlier that evening whether or not there were any other alternatives available for expenditures. And ultimately, somewhere by yesterday morning, there were three alternatives found, and that would be items 2, 3, and 4 on this agenda, which would allow for the expenditure and potentially postpone deadlines with regard to impact fees. Somewhere mid this afternoon, and I think council members were copied, there was a report from the city treasurer with regard to the trail and bridge crossing contract, which is item C3. And then he also mentioned another topic that wasn't on the agenda and mentioned the C1, the MMSD DNR lands item. So I immediately called him and said, what about item 2 and 4, College Avenue Pathway and Pleasant View Park Playground purchase? So he had worked those up, and I don't know, an hour or so later, after he communicated with the director of administration, who was on the road today, and there were sufficient expenditures under items 2, 3, and 4 to in effect cover the need for expenditure of impact fees without regard to the MMSD DNR lands item. And then at, I believe it was 4:10 PM today, I received another email from the city treasurer. And I called him immediately, and city engineer, I called him after that, and after I let the mayor and town council president know about it. And what I'm understanding is that invoices on two unrelated projects had arrived of late, as I understand it, and the city engineer is shaking his head yes. And one was for some Wilkelman grading work project, and the other one was for the hike bike trail paving. And those two invoices together, which are already authorized by contract and for payment, can now be made, and there is no longer any December deadline. That automatically would move the next deadline to the end of January. That being said, with regard to the MMSD DNR lands, where the city was working with Milwaukee Area Land Conservancy, on the record, I would like to say that the efforts of staff at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, staff at the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District, including the director, and in terms of this immediate timing that arose maybe 2 weeks ago on a Thursday, prior understandings there was that there was not this immediate year-end need. And also, all of the working members of Milwaukee Area Land Conservancy and city staff, because I, in 35 years of being a lawyer, have never seen such a coordination and extreme effort to get something done and get it done right. And Monday, at least in my life, set the all-time computer record with 10 million emails from Madison, downtown Milwaukee, and staff upon staff upon staff, and you name it. And it was all very close, but this is obviously a very important project, and there is future to be involved in this in perpetuity. And finalized what thought would be available on Monday in terms of a lease agreement, and actually it was sent to everybody I just mentioned at 1:05 a.m. yesterday morning, and Melk was able to review, and they responded this morning. Staff, Mr. Huberta is out of the office, but he was able to review it, and the concerns are extensive as to the changes being made. The city treasurer also had a good list of questions and concerns. I did have a discussion with Acting President Don Dorsen today, and here was my thought. And I looked out the office window after I found out that these impact fee deadlines were extended, if you will, because the original thought on this was everyone working together to make the world a better place in a nature conservation education, a wonderful thing for all parties involved. And it's just been extremely difficult to get it all together in a limited time frame. And so I thought, well, there's concerns out there with regard to changes made. Late this afternoon, even DNR stewardship director, who's on vacation in effect for the holidays, commented back with some questions and concerns about how it would be structured. DNR staff is not available until the new year. And so the thought was, keep working on this. The deadline is no longer there where it has to be done before January 1st, and keep working on it and see if we can't come to some conclusions. Staff will work with Milwaukee Area Land Conservancy members and see if we can bring a solution back. And now at a minimum, it would be later next month, but could even be extended further with what I've been made aware of by the Treasury Office. Might even have up until March or thereafter.
And Alderman,
so no action, frankly, is needed on that MMSD lands item.
So no action is needed tonight to take care of any deadlines?
Debt-wise, it's all covered.
I move to adjourn.
A second.
Motion to adjourn, sorry. All those in favor of the motion to adjourn? Takes precedent. Takes the overriding motion.
Why are we here, then? We don't need to be here. It's the day before Christmas Eve. We don't need to be here. We had one goal in mind. We've achieved that goal.
Well, there's a lot of things that you don't know.
But I know we don't need to be here.
There's a motion to adjourn. That's a primary motion in Robert's Rules of Order. It supersedes all other motions. Is there a motion to the motion to adjourn? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
No.
Second.
I second.
Don't be parliamentarian from the back of the room, Kurt. Let's do this again. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
No.
Any opposed?
No.
Motion breaks. The mayor votes aye. We are adjourned.